Let me ask you, what was the feeling being and so confident?
When all the shades of skin with multivitamins.
Protect you from all the germs and leave you feeling fresh.
What's up with Lymphia Smiley, with skincare benefits? Well,
online. Family Navo.
Always giving Umungulu.
Ah, Isote. Naba Gaira.
Mwana man. You think you know me?
Hey.
Your queen. But the real meaning, you are about to meet her. I was trying to build a life I could be proud of. But somewhere along the way, the same that dealt me. Piece by piece, I am rebuilding myself. Join me on my journey and get to know the woman behind the filters and social media.
Reconnect and stay connected to DSTV and GoTV for the brand new reality show, Millie Revealed, which premieres on Sunday, 4th January at 20 hours. Only on Zambezi Magic, DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Super Channel 3.
There's shows to be streamed, high schools to be beaten, and business meetings to be held. And Fibercom is the pulse of Zambian and African connectivity that makes it happen. Whether it's the perfect movie night and gaming with fiber to home, seamless connection at the office with fiber to business, wireless internet at unbeatable prices, corporate VPN that makes any place your office, or keeping your subscribers connected with a wholesale lease line. We've got the best packages to meet your needs with lightning fast internet and data transfer speeds. Visit www.fibercom.co.zm or email us at sales@fibercom.co.zm. You can also contact us on +260 211 365 382 or +260 972 451 451. Fibercom, your absolute connection.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Zimbabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Democratic Union doubts the sincerity of the ruling UPND's reconciliation efforts. Zambia reported an increase in road traffic accidents in 2025. In international news, polls open in Uganda amid internet blackout as Museveni seeks seventh term. And in sports, Copper Queens drawn in Group C for 2026 WAFCON.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. Zambia recorded an increase in road traffic accidents in 2025 with 38,712 cases reported countrywide, representing an 8.3% increase compared to 35,731 in 2024. According to police spokesperson Godfrey Chirawi, out of the total accidents recorded in 2025, 2,068 were fatal, resulting in 2,568 deaths. Mr. Chihavi further announced that 3,687 serious accidents were recorded, leaving 7,045 individuals with serious injuries, while 7,560 slight accidents resulted in 11,166 minor injuries. He says a further 25,397 accidents were classified as damage-only cases, bringing the total number of casualties for the year to 20,778. Meanwhile, Mr. Tilari said Lusaka province recorded the highest number of road traffic accidents of 20,230 cases, followed by the Copper Belt with 4,988 and Central Province with 3,862. Comparing year-to-year figures with 2024, Mr. Tilari said all categories of accidents showed an increase, adding that 82.2 million kwacha admission of guilt fines was collected compared to 74.3 million kwacha in 2024, representing a 10.6% rise in revenue. Democratic Union President Akin Jobu has cast doubt on the sincerity of the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND's reconciliation efforts, describing recent political realignments as a marriage of convenience driven by electoral calculations rather than genuine national healing. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Njovu alleged that the ruling party has selectively extended goodwill to former political rivals while neglecting its own loyal supporters, whom he says continue to live in economic hardship. He claimed that when a former political advisory was brought into the ruling party's fold, the individual's legal troubles were swiftly resolved and material support, including a vehicle, was provided, a move that sparked frustration among UPND's grassroots supporters. According to Mr. Njovu, the development reflects a strategic alliance designed to strengthen the ruling party's position ahead of the 2026 general elections rather than a commitment to reconciliation.
Did you notice how the UPND, do they call them Daiha, also complained? The moment he came, they even bought him a vehicle, they gave him, but the UPND diehards, they've been languishing in poverty. And they complained to say, you're bringing this guy who was harassing us, you even give them a vehicle, as you haven't done anything for us, and then you want us to be happy. So it's not an issue of reconciliation, it's just a marriage of convenience, where the UPND, I think, has seen that maybe they could use them to have an advantage as they prepare for the general election. But on the other side, they're actually buying their freedom. So that's what it is. It's not about maybe true reconciliation. No, it's not there. Like I've told you, a few things have to happen. If you have to show that there's really reconciliation and forgiveness, ECA has to be buried, the charges against Dr. Alick Banda have to be dropped.
The Non-Governmental Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has reaffirmed its strong focus on women and girls, citing persistent inequalities in leadership, economic participation and social protection. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, NGOCC Executive Director Anne Mbewe Anamela said the council remains unapologetic about prioritizing women and girls because the evidence continues to show deep gender disparities across key sectors of society. Mrs. Anamela noted that women remain significantly underrepresented in the national leadership, particularly at cabinet level, adding that the imbalance in leadership reflects broader structural inequalities facing women across the country. Mrs. Anamela highlighted the high prevalence of gender-based violence, stating that more than 70% of survivors are women. Mrs. Anamela said these realities justify NGOCC's continued advocacy for policies and programs that promote women's leadership, economic empowerment, and protection from violence. She called on government, the private sector, and civil society to intensify efforts to close the gender gap and ensure that women and girls fully participate in national development.
Our mandate is about women and girls, and I think we're not apologetic about that. We're very, very clear. And this is why, if you even look at issues of leadership right now, let me start from the top before I come down to the very, very nitty-gritties. If you look at the issues of leadership at the moment, let's start with cabinet. We have 25 seats, right, in cabinet, and only 4 women. So are we there, really? We form, as women, more than 50% of the population. So if we only have 4 women in cabinet out of 25, is there gender equity and equality in this country? Let's look at, for example, issues of gender-based violence. Over 70% of the victims of gender-based violence or the survivors are women. What does that say about our community? So when we talk about focusing on women and girls, it's because we see that there's still disparities.
In another development, a 55-year-old woman of Siahawa Simbi village in Sinazongwe district has been unlawfully wounded and had her property damaged after she was accused of practicing witchcraft in Mamba, Southern Province. The incident occurred on the 13th of January 2026, around 19 hours at Chimwonselo area. The victim, Ms. Annie Daka, was allegedly attacked by a group of people who later went on to damage her property. Southern Province Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo said the woman sustained cuts on the chest and the back of the neck, allegedly inflicted using a razor blade, before